So we've done part one, the reflection, trust in God. I've combined it with part two, which is the first reading from Koheleth. So now we're at part three, which is the second reading from the letter to the Colossians. And it does fit with the first reading and the gospel, but it has its own way of doing it. So we're going to consider this letter to the Colossians and then see how apt everything is, the gospel that for which Koheleth was a preparation. Okay. So the second reading is Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, and then chapters 10 to 11. And it's the beginning of the response to the challenge of, Havli Havlim, vanity of vanities, lightweight, feathery, evanescent, however you want to, you see, because he starts talking about the resurrection. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So you see, well now, how do I find out if I was raised with Christ? Is this advice directed to me? If you were raised with Christ, you see, iun synergetite, what does that mean? Why does he say if? Well, it's an if that means kind of since, but it's more challenging. Do I know I've been raised with Christ? Is that something I know? Yes, I know by faith, but I know part of my knowledge, part of my consciousness, part of the way I act during the day. I have been raised with Christ. I am not stuck in this world, which is vanity of vanities, just evanescent, success and failure, rain and sun, money and broke, popular and despised. You see, this world is not stable. And so, the reading that goes along with that, you see, is this reading that we just looked at, after we did trusting in God, and then the first reading, this challenge of Koheleth. We're supposed to be able to answer to that by saying, as I already pointed out, that's not true. Everything is not Hevle Havlim. You know, it's just not. There's Jesus Christ, his love, his cross, his resurrection. There's Mary, the Mother of God. There's the Holy Church of God. That's lasted 2,000 years. Now, what makes me stable, as we're going to see, I read a text from Isaiah, where he's saying, you see, I think I pointed this out before to you, that the word for belief comes from the word aman, which means stability. We get amen from that. Yay, amen. And it's the what's called the causative form, the hifil. Making God firm in my regard is faith. So when I'm challenged with this material, this speech of Koheleth, I'm supposed to be able to say, not me. My stability is in God. I trust God. I believe God. And that's why it says in Isaiah, if you don't believe, you will not be solid. I don't know how, it's in Isaiah 7, or 6 rather, or maybe it's 7. Anyway, we'll take a quick look. No, it's the 7:9. And it says, you see, literally, I'm looking at the wrong page. Im lo ta'aminu ki lo ta'amenu. If you do not believe, you are not stable. And that's the answer in the reading to all this material. It's not in the reading, but it's the answer to the material from Kohelet. So now we have, if then you were raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, at the right hand of God, seated. Think the things above. Be concerned, phronete, with the things that are above, not the things on earth. If you get trapped into worrying about all the things on earth, you're going to go nuts, because they're never stable. But you can be stable and live in them and serve God in peace if you find your peace in God. Huh? Seek the things that are above, or the translation will have, seek what is above. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Why? Because you've died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Do you understand that? You know, I'm as good as dead when it comes to this world. Every once in a while that comes to me, I'm working at my computer, and I turn the, look, see what the news is, and it's so bad, and it's so full of corruption. And so I just say, look, I'm dead to that. You know, I have a gospel to preach. I have good news to preach. I can't go up and down with what's going on the internet. You've died. I'm finished with that. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. My real life is already hidden with Christ. That's the response to Kohelet. And this response he's trying to get out of us. He doesn't know about Christ, but he knows that my real life is not everything that's happening. And if I don't have anything else, I'm addicted to the news. I'm going to go up and down with the news. And that's ridiculous. My life is centered in Jesus Christ. And it's from there that I am affected the right way by all the news. That is, I can pray. I can be good to my neighbor. I can help out my neighbor if he needs something. Those are the responses, not just to sit and worry. You see? When Christ is made manifest, when Christ appears, who is your life, then you will appear with him in glory. You know that? There'll come a time, you may have been dead for quite a while, but the Lord will come in glory and raise you up, and you will appear with Christ in glory forever. Now, let's just take a look at our life. How many times do I think about that? When was the last time I thought about my life, myself, my being, my person, being revealed in glory with Christ? That's a promise. And that will keep me going when I feel like quitting. You see? And so then it says, put to death then the parts of you, is the way this is translated here, your members, which are on earth. Where else would they be? But he means here, not just walking around on the globe, but participating in this earth-centered, earth-preoccupied life. And what does that bring us? And then there's a whole list of things, you see? Immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. You know, that is all throughout the scriptures, that greed is idolatry. Greed is the worship. See, instead of God being the ultimate concern of my life, it's money, safety, those things. And therefore, that's idolatry. I'm not worshiping God. I'm worshiping money. Greed, which is idolatry. That's the biblical assessment of greed, you see? Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off your old self, your old man, the text would say, with its practices, and have put on the new man, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Isn't that beautiful? We can have a renewed life by knowing our creator. And that's what we're called to. You see? And this is where the stability comes from. This whole message of these texts is all about instability. Vanity of vanities. Well, what changes that? God. And here you have the same thing. You see, since you have taken off the old self with its practices, the old man, and have put on the new man, which is being renewed, our translation has foreknowledge, and that's not exactly, I don't know what they put on the new man, being renewed, I guess you'd have to, being renewed into the knowledge of the image of his creator. That is, this knowledge, you see, renews us so that we begin to think like God, will like God, care like God. You see, we begin to image God by the pure work of the mercy of the Lord, no other reason whatsoever. Here, in that world, you see, there's not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all in all. In other words, this is the vanity that Kohelet is talking about. You know, the rich are important and the poor are not. The people of this country are very important and the foreigners are not. This is wrong. You see, there's not a Greek or a Jew or a circumcision or barbarian, Scythian, slave, free. In baptism, Christ is all in all. And with faith, there are no prejudices, or we are in trouble. Now, you can say that and say, well, from now on, I won't be prejudiced, which is a very good idea. But has it penetrated your mind, or is this just a will? I still think that people whose skin is my different color than mine, or who have less money or more money than I do, or who speak a different language, they're not as good as I am. And I'm going to try hard to not think that way. The very fact that I think that way means that baptism has not really taken full root in me yet. I don't understand. Anybody in Christ is a new creature, including me, and including all my neighbors who are baptized and who believe in Christ. Skin color, language, social status mean nothing. And that's what he's saying, you see. But Christ is all in all. And that's the hope of that text. We're brought to that.